try to get the idea. Stop thinking old style to stop thinking. Hopefully the term is used right at all. Stop thinking, for instance, and insert in the form of a joke the requirements to recount the story, tell what happened, make it interesting. Imagine here an old school laboratory. There is, of course, the anomaly that is unsolvable. When someone of you comes up with the answer, it's a Nobel Prize. I'll make it short, diminish, deny any practice of oral sex. Researchers have thrown themselves against the rocks of intimacy since Kinsey and before, trying to crack the story. The National Enquirer offers a fortune for the answer. Pardon me, I mean between the sexes, this fact. If it can be called that, then from Elizabeth Astray until approximately Margaret Thatcher, nobody ever took a bath. The evidence is pretty solid, coinciding with what they deny is made for a stock answer in three parts. In order to get a Nobel Prize, you have to get by stock answers, which are accompanied by stock characters. For instance, imagine the smartest guy at Harvard he was raised on. Portnoy's complaint, you mention this whole problem to him. This is what you get, one, obviously they're lying. That shouldn't surprise you, the British has distinct from the Irish. Like the Scots, almost unique among cultures of the world.
We can't get into name-calling here.
Hit made a national culture famous everywhere based on deceit. The evidence is all over and nobody cares, of course. God doesn't care and everybody down here knows it, so there's no problem. But it is amazing, who would have thought it? Who else would have invented theater, remember?
That in many cultures around the world.
John le Carré is inconceivable, very British. Two, who gives a shit? Three, they might be telling the truth, in which case, who can blame them? All the world's people revel in oral sex. We had to stop asking the question, except the British. We don't do it. Okay, don't do it. We know why. Nobody takes a bath. Jane Austen didn't take a bath. She wrote her ass off, but she didn't take a bath. Mr. Darcy never took a bath. Disraeli never took a bath. The whole place smelled of high heaven. Whole cults jumped on boats to the New World. They knew something was amiss. Charles Dickens never took a bath until he met Mark Twain, who kidded him so bad about stinking that he took a bath. He hadn't seen his own legs in 15 years. A fucker almost drowned and Vincent back to see you, Tim. One other bizarre thing has to be recounted. Don leaves, he takes his secrets with him. Linda goes home, this is a dream in his. One thing leads to another thing. Things are not necessarily connected, though. Sometime prior to or after the accident happened, he thought he saw Eleanor. She was sitting in the shade at a cafe table. She nodded. We can't go into family histories here, there's no time, but it was a nod in the affirmative, a yes. As if some unsolved social problem from the past comes back. I told you it followed me home. Attachments are complicated, right? Millions of years ago, there were rumors, Linda cried. Junior jumped up in the night screaming. Don hears himself saying, Jesus, holy fucking Christ, I didn't do it. He doesn't even swear. But in those small towns, there is no truth except in, believe Ginny told me this one. The witch killed his dog, the witch set his house on fire. Opinion blew him up against the wall. Then having suffered enough or having been cleansed, depending on your point of view, he was accepted as a neighbor. They even started speaking English. He could buy a loaf of bread, he could get his shoes shined, and we've seen Tim. Farther and farther into the interior, shuffle from one shack to another. No hand tying, understand? No blindfolds, no need. What do you escape to? And believe me, that more than once the feeling was that strong. But where to? Which direction? See you later, agitator. There are some beans on the stove. Don't eat the mushrooms. Don't drink the water. Don't wipe your ass on any plant that happens to be nearby. Do a spot test first. It'll save a lot of aimless running. We'll be back in a while. Keep cool. Thanks a lot, Mix. There have never been nights as cold as this. Lizards sleep in their tracks. This must be almost Argentina. A tango Berlin. End of scene 11. Fine. He gets there. Pause. He thinks he gets there. Pause. I think he gets there. Pause. It had to stop someplace. This is like a scene from some old James Bond movie. A Santa's workshop of violence. At this point, you're supposed to see your hands. The idea is to have control. The idea is to distinguish between dreams and waking. The idea is to know that they are the same. Personally, I think the idea is shit. About this time, I'm ready for 6 cups of tea, a cigarette, a cup of coffee, drugs, whatever's left over from the night before, the hair of the dog, etc. Take a shower, shave, and sauce. Kiss the wife goodbye. Wash the dishes, finish up the drugs, make a few phone calls, check with my broker.
But he is ahead of himself, in a shack somewhere the river is, as red as blood. Two more drinks to go into scene 12.
The scene is simple, isn't a crowd. Impatience is more than tangible. This is a mob scene. The purpose is not clear yet. What is ominous is the fear and joy mixed. A lot of fear, a lot of joy. A lot of people he is reminded of the excitement of the football crowds of long ago. He is reminded of the growth of mistrust and things behind him. He is reminded of
some sensitive people avoid shopping malls. He is reminded of a French lockdown on Broadway high noon. Must have been some other body sheriff. We didn't see nothing. And it's obvious.
A man comes forward as if from nowhere. He places himself on a pile of sticks of wood. The guys assigned to tie him are in a state of shock. Some asshole in a fancy suit asks him to recant. Who knows? He says, recant what? He says, no, God taught me that the world is good. You can stick it up your ass. The fire's lit in a field of flowers. End of scene 13. This is sort of future in the tropics.
Detroit science fiction car of the future speeds into the future problems of rust all solved. Atlantis lay out the equator. That's why we don't have it anymore. Nothing lays on the equator. Long suffer terror. Read Velikovsky, read Plato, it says here.
Read anybody, it's always there between the lines. Farther north you get more done, farther south you have more fun. I read a book that said dying in the Arctic is actually sublime, more than easy sublime. Of course he never did it. 30 words describe what we call snow, and they don't know what writhing is. I don't want to live there, of course. I don't like spring floods too much. What's going on to me as of now is dangerous. And that's because of the equator islands. The future gone now, and you've seen 14.
I had a hard time regaining any sense of myself. The clock stopped, it seemed, for one or changed.
Time passed unmeasured, or sometimes measured, sometimes not.
That's more precise to speak about the uncertainty of the matter of my relationships with people was never certain for another. Moments of clarity interrupted to stress this with an air of tautologic ad suddenly by a sense of foreignness and without knowledge of whether foreignness can be graded.
Ad of the most extreme kind, again for stress, that should do it.
One is reminded existentially, whatever that word meant, of course. One is reminded that people complained in the recent past of the same problem. People who had been close to suffering in particular complained of this problem. Moments of clarity, moments of foreignness of the most extreme kind, but not in reassuring patterns alternating.
Pattern off, shadows on, and on off, of course. This is something different. Personally, I would say more interesting.
This is that alternation. I stop. Think succession might be a better word. This is the succession of finalities. Interruption is the essence of change. To know it's coming back, who gives a fuck, little joke? Thus, the uncertainty of the clock working in clarity and stopped in foreignness, or the opposite.
Or no connection between the two.
Clarity and foreignness interrupting with finality. Time and not time interrupting with finality in the same body, connected in some way to the accident.
Or not connected.
She speaks to me and I to her.
Maybe you're too old.
I know.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I can see it in a
I
young
know.
But the danger would be
I
the same.
Know.
And I wouldn't be so
I
fearful.
Know.
And I'm sorry I have to keep
I
saying
know.
This. It's because I care.
I know.
And I don't understand.
Higher than eagles, he wanted to learn to fly.
But why Mexico?
You've asked me that before.
And you haven't answered.
I've always answered and told you all I know.
You told me the
higher
message.
Higher than eagles, he wanted to learn to fly.
That's code if I ever
I
heard
suppose
it.
So.
What else could it
Maybe
be?
Maybe there's another form.
I think there's only code
I
and not
know.
Code. Then how could there be
maybe
something,
there's something else?
Maybe could be a little less
I'm
dangerous.
Not sure
I am.
I know.
She's in the bathroom.
The door is open.
He is
at the window.
The window is a picture window.
That word dates.
It's because it across a great distance.
As if to dance.
The window opens onto south and west.
The mirror in the bathroom.
So they are looking in opposite directions.
Except that for the magic of
the they are looking in the same direction.
They have tried to solve.
Speaking as if across a great distance.
Facing in opposite directions.
Looking toward the same destination.
A word that comes up frequently.
Luckily there is the wall between them.
To keep the puzzle unrecognized.
So the scene is ordinary on the surface.
She is in the bathroom.
She faces away from south and west.
Seeing what is south and west.
He faces directly south and west.
He turns and leaves.
She pauses for a moment.
Then she finishes.
Without apparent urgency.
Some of the lights are still on.
Television on, but without sound.
Second key on a veneer.
This is the way people leave motel rooms.
She speaks to me and I do.
Don't you think this is unfair to me?
I guess so.
In other words, this is all you. More important than us together.
Not more important.
More important if I have
what you've
no
said has changed.
Changed. What I've said hasn't made
has
you
made
more
cautious.
This is not what I
it
would call caution.
It
doesn't have to be done and the world
well, then
will
I
go
have
on.
To do it.
Thanks a lot.
You aren't every thought I have.
We could turn around, go back to the motel,
pack and leave.
There are chances all over the place. Yes, of this kind, dangerous and stupid. Stupid if the consequences are trivial. Nor for me, that's what I'm afraid of.
This conversation obscured partly by the sound of the car and partly by the intervals irregular between statements.
She speaks to me and I.
There's your contact, good God.
I know.
Jesus and Indian.
Remember, he's an American.
If he's an American, what
if you mean
are
it that way, I'm a foreigner.
Well, at least you've gotten that
I
idea.
I will be as safe as you are.
If you don't hear about an air disaster, you'll
I
know I'm
know
safe.
That you'll be all right.
If the future is that clear, what
it's
are you doing
that
here?
Clear, that's why
I return the car and fly
then I will
home.
Meet you at home.
In the meantime, I'll learn
the schedule
to
has been made clear.
I have no reason to believe in any schedule. So for me, there is no schedule. Don't forget
schedule
that.
You are a part of
that kind of wisdom doesn't impress
there will be
me
a way
much.
For me to call.
Maybe the pickup truck will need
I
gas someplace. Maybe you could ask somebody in on the
I'm
secret to call.
To secret.
Well, if you run into somebody who's already there, there's always little me
this
just waiting. Thanks a lot for understanding. In the meantime, I'll learn to knit. I don't think I'm here because I wanted safety for myself. Personally, I prefer the short-range view of things. Maybe you could take up smoking and become a poet. So I've noticed you can't even see me. Well, good luck, science and vibrations if you need help. Fuck that kind of love, I love you too. Don't drink the water.
The pickup truck is almost new. The ordinariness is more than I expected. Ordinariness in the extreme is indescribable. I speak to my fellows and she answers in the ordinariness in the extreme is indescribable. You've been reading People magazine too much. The sound of the truck designed to be exciting. Noise is an ideal replacement for quietness. The effect is mainly architectural. Too much space enclosed makes noise. Every act of driving has noise in it. The pickup truck drives itself, of course. He smokes, he steers. He looks forward, talks about the pickup truck. He likes cassettes better than the radio. He resents adopted accents. He stresses the great space between us. Except goes in it for their arm's distance. Space, though captured and hostaged. As though kidnapped with the arrogance of kidnapping. As though transported to an unforeseen destination. As though the transporting is the essence. As though a capsule of noise kidnapped in violation of a larger space of silence. Naturally, the sun is setting. Together now we wait for meaning. Words accumulated, shared inaccurately. Friction has inaccuracies, a lesson heard.
Baby's off the magic powder. She don't like a good mood all that much. Nothing getting done for me.
Very great, you won't keep it by my bed.
Baby's off the magic powder. She just couldn't get unloaded. Nothing getting done for me.
Very great, you won't keep it by my bed.
Baby's off the magic powder. They approve of everything. Nothing getting done for me.
Very great, you won't keep it by my bed.
Baby's off the magic powder. Celebs agree that things are fine. Nothing getting done for me.
Very great, I'm gonna keep it by my bed.
Baby's off the magic powders. Empty gas pumps going nuclear. Nothing getting done for me.
Very great hippo, can keep it by my bed.
Baby's off the magic powder. Positive opinion hungers. Nothing getting done for me.
Very great hippo, can keep it by my bed.
Baby's off the magic powder. Read the sign, eat here delicious. Nothing getting done for me.
Very great hippo, can keep it by my bed.
Court change, meanwhile back on TV. In between channels I prefer are the pictures to be passed through. Unless I am more careful than my habits will allow. Little brown runts who have never eaten, all curled up about to die. Makes the sign look funny, out of date. Had to come down.
Baby's off the magic powder. Stations fall in despair. Nothing getting done for me. Baby's off the magic powder. Unloading, got to go on. Nothing getting done for me.
Chord change, meanwhile back on TV. Baby feels a great relief. Goes straight to the in-betweens. Little brown runts who have never eaten, all curled up about to die. Be here for a little while. Unloaded disrepair. Be here for a little while. Hands between my legs. Try to look them in the eye.
Baby's off the magic powder. All the pumps are broken. Nothing getting done for me.
Very great hippo, can keep it by my bed. Very great hippo, can keep it by my bed.
Etc., 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 etc.
Parts of words return an echo, you know.
He speaks to me and I do.
What the fuck do you suppose that means?
It means he doesn't like things like they are.
Goddamn singers never learn.
I guess so.
Ghost dance.
I've heard of it.
Goddamn singers.
They were sad.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Memory fills the cab along with Wyatt's here with me. The question I have come to answer.
If my spirit reads.
Does this man know we're joined now with another color darkening everything? Can you know about the great past unless that you were there or read about it or you heard? What about Malcolm, Mr. X, sir? Which is, in parenthesis, all I know, except for reading him written by himself. The ultimate paradox of literature. Everybody knows the end except you. In which, if memory serves, there is the idea that one can never know a black man's age or as nearly as in another color. This is true no matter what your color. Written for the black reader and for me. Wonder how Mr. X would place this guy in time. Except for generalities like thoroughly matured hostility, more weight than youth can carry, clothes that weren't grown into and so forth, which might be just cultural, of course. X meant something more subtle, what do I know?
Which is why I'm here and what is this red man?
See, feel, know that Mr. X is here with us, or is this just another career untrained on...
In order that the source stay.
In short, how old is this guy just told me?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, for an answer, he speaks to me and I...
We're going to pass these rocks soon. Yes, that's one of the reasons. I'm not slowing down, but you can look. What should I look for? You wouldn't know if I told you. I know.
I'm supposed to tell you something. Is it important that I understand?
You have to understand the story.
I'll try. Smart answers get a lot of guys in trouble. Try is the only word I know. I can tell that. I know. Blood red rocks in sunset, 50 miles an hour, every curve on the Don side. No rules here, certainly I'm too old for this, she is right. A kidnapped space in violation of a larger space enhanced by Naga High.
Improved by the science!
Tight as a drum, Detroit. Knows the red man if he came. Across the straits and down by generations must have left the taste. For we are driven long behind. This guy will never jump up to be frozen time TV. He likes it big. Imagine his opinion about the oil.
Fucking Oklahoma and the Arabs. Fuck 'em. This is getting complicated. And I'm in it. He speaks to me and I don't answer. Every place is special. Assholes like to try to get away. You try to get away as far as possible. Everywhere assholes like you are piling rocks all lined up with paste made out of little rocks between to hold the lines together. Jesus.
Assholes like you live on top of each other so you can't never understand the story unless you were buried up to your neck for a couple of years.
Just to get the feel of it. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Assholes like you and all cars rust. That's the first thing. The earth is not divided. There is no difference between assholes. Assholes are all the same. You don't have that idea.
See this curve? What if I don't turn the wheel? What if we just blast into that rock?
You and me side by side.
In this piece of shit we're riding in, make a little mark on that rock.
Sheriff comes. He thinks he's Clint Eastwood. Well, Clint, what's the good news?
Same old shit, honey.
Goddamn Indy and some other guy marked up the rocks. Clint, don't talk that way. The kids might hear. Jesus, there was blood all over the place. You couldn't tell the red meat from the white.
Tried to knock the fucking mountain down.
Maybe they were just drunk. Just drunk shit. What if the kids was on that road?
Goddamn Indians.
Clint lives over the garage so he can get down to the car fast. He wears his guns to bed.
Clint, couldn't we do it without the gun?
Without the gun? Are you crazy? It's savage out there, hun. It's just a bunch of fucking savages. You don't have no idea.
Clint wouldn't go no place without his gun.
Clint lives over the garage so he can get down to the car fast. And to satisfy his idea of on top of, he'd live three times higher if he could work it out. He'd be willing to break his fucking legs sliding down the pole. The higher the better. Jesus, I knew a couple guys they put in the paratroops. Those fools were crazy on fear. They told it like it was a drug. They always made the drinking room up high, second or third floor away from home. Everybody couldn't drunk and they could try the fear. Somebody yells, last one down's a whatever. They all jump out the fucking windows.
They break bones all the time.
The officers pretend this is bad business if we have more of this behavior, etc.
But it's not too secret, they are proud.
God, last week four of my best men got busted up, jumped off the fucking four-story building drunk. They all heal before the war starts, though, ha ha. All around the table, everybody went through it. If you ain't broke a leg, you want a man. Satisfies the on-top of ideas. Some Indians are the only one could build bridges.
Because they don't have an idea of fault.
They are crazy for the money, but for them, everything is earth. They don't have the idea of down. They are down
all the time.
One slips and dies, it's like he caught a bad cold. You can make anybody crazy.
What the outside doesn't satisfy the inside.
The inside is what nobody understands. The inside's what to be on top of. The outside piles up rocks.
That's crazy.
Why are some of the marks so high?
You say, why are they so far off the ground? You think it has to do with crazy.
It's crazy to go up so high just to make a mark. So let's do it.
That's wrong.
They are not up high.
Get that idea out of your head.
I could teach you in a minute how that mark was put. It didn't have nothing to do with last one down. It didn't have nothing to do with falling. Where it is what it means. You've got to think about what it means. It doesn't have nothing to do with falling. Nobody ever fell making one of those marks. Are you crazy? Look at the marks right next to the ground. You think that cowards made them and the other ones made the others? You get any help from that? First off, where it is the main meaning. Where it is from where you see it is the main meaning. First off, you have to learn where to see it from. After you learn that part, then comes the
meaning. Line of sight, after you learn to walk a straight line. Don't expect to learn that part. You're too old.
Maybe you can learn to figure out where to see it from, maybe not. But the line of sight part you will never understand. I can tell that from the rock piling shit. You will never learn to walk a straight line. You are too old.
I park by the side of the road to think.
Sleeping it off, huh, Red?
No, officer, I was just looking at marks. Nice time of the day, don't you agree? Look at that light. When you see that light, it's time to read. That's why I'm parked by the side of the road.
Red, we've been through this shit before. Get out of the cab and walk a straight line.
Officer, I can walk around the world, meet you here. I can meet you here and not miss it by 10 feet. You wait here, I'll be right back.
Okay, Red, give me the key and get in the car. You're gonna sleep this one off on concrete.
After this a few times, you go crazy. And outside, inside, inside, sleep it off on concrete. I've seen truck drivers come to the jail at night, payless ghosts. Jesus, Clint, you can't believe it.
Yeah, I can. I know what you're gonna say. One of them was sleeping right on the road, right? You couldn't stop. Nobody blames you. Just fill out this form and have a good drink. I'll send out a couple of prisoners to wash the truck.
As though in one long lesson, as though in an interrupted series, as though in drama, the state of mind that makes a straight line, bearings and not such that I have experienced before, I must forsake the notion of bearings, even though they are at work, as though almost tangible, a foreign language spoken without compromise, spoken by a person innocent, for whom no language is foreign, that idea is unknown, as though there were a universal language. What's so hard about that? One language that everybody knows. Find it in yourself, pay attention to yourself, act only in self-interest. Practice on the language that everybody knows. Make any noise you want in private. Practice the universal language. Want to be a poet in the universal language. Nobody's around. Make any noise you want. Speak the universal language. Learn to walk straight line. Check your weapons at the door.
the stuff I found. First class says who in first class has never thought. Do not curse, who would curse, what is cursing class? To know that you're not bad, start cursing this. Discover that, as the man said, it's the two. Not the words came as a strange relief.
A kind of speeding up. There had been caution. Holy Jesus,
Jesus Christ,
whose blood was shed, that be absolved of all sin. Hell is on my lips and almost a simple advertisement buried in the personal box. Higher than eagles, he wanted to learn to fly. I donned Junior's secret. The occult took it at the message I had been waiting for.
I'm but one among many existing outside of the establishment of science, but definitely in the business. We are inventors. Money is no problem, no faculty meetings. We just provide what people need, period. An ideal existence of a sort. Our attitudes on government vary with the weather. I drifted over a period of years from material comforts, from what they mean, to a different interest, more avant-garde. No more aluminum siding, no more linoleum.
I got interested in things of the spirit. It was my intention when this work was begun to make an illustrated track, so to speak, the difference between sir.
I'm sorry for this short biography, but I wanted you to know who I am, so there has been a gradual deepening in me. Projects have become more long range. I read more and I read better. Then I got interested in looking, reading, thinking. You know how you think at night before the light goes off, thinking about, for instance, the possibility of the secret message. We live in a constant state of premonition. Of course, personally, I always knew this. Everybody does.
Officially, it's treated like a well-kept secret. Nobody cares why, and for good reason. It's too deep, so facetious serves. Everybody has their own. The one I like is...
Try to sell a publisher the idea of a book called Famous Premonitions. And he would say, that's a title like I pissed in the ocean. Big deal, nobody buys the book. The guy that married Bobby Fischer's sister taught me this, talk about fertile women. She taught Bobby Fischer how to play chess. So she probably taught this guy the idea. So it's probably hers, but never mind. The idea is that if we are to trust in mathematics, which is among the best we have as an alternative.
To thought, we have to trust it even when it comes up with something that requires thought. To wit, mathematics is that both sides of the equation have to equate. That's the answer.
We are taught by mathematics that an event has to have something out in front of the same shape as the consequences. So you can read it, the event, either way. The problem is that since we had to give up thinking, it's too time-consuming and haven't yet got home to the shortcuts, e.g. time savers and thought, confirmation of the fact that the equation works always, mostly comes in another language, and languages don't always match. For instance, this proof is...
mathematical, which is not spoken. The confirmation say it's anecdotal, which is always spoken. Takes too long, so we don't believe it. Don't take headlines like...
The boy knew his grandmother was about to die. Seriously, I think I said that right. It got so premonitions were the only thing I thought about. This guy, Bobby Fischer's brother-in-law, really put me on the case. I dropped everything. Then I saw this in the paper. Higher than eagles, he wanted to learn to fly. And I thought, that one's for me. I grew up with my grandmother, who drank. So we had this thing between us, like everybody has between us. We like to drink together.
We did this for years and years. Get drunk together. She'd be 16, I'd be 5. We'd get drunk together. Then we sort of broke up when I had to go to school to learn not to think. We never really linked it up again.
I'd stop in for a quick one now and then, but you know.
Anyway, 20 years went by. I went around the world, etc. I moved back to headquarters for reasons that I'll never understand. I worked nights at the post office. I had a terrible disease called tinnitus. My ears rang so fucking loud I would hallucinate. I went to the best ear doctor in the world. He said in 7 years you'll be deaf, totally, except for dog barks and thunder. Thank God I didn't sleep nights, or that night I wouldn't have slept. 7 years until the test. Blind people think it's smiling, ain't that something? But when you lose your hearing, there's a test. A lot of people can't take it, that's a fact. They take their lives instead, little joke. So it's not the pathos I'm worried about.
It's that fucking test. Just 7 years, so I don't have time for Mama, as we called her, Christmas, just to hear the jokes. Maybe New Year's, so I'm driving home from work one day. This is 10:30 in the morning, and I'm listening to Big Ben at 10 times. Fast forward in my head, and I think, I had to go visit Mama for a drink. Quick U-turn, like in the movies, put the pedal to the floor. Get there, urgency, run in. Mama, oh Jesus.
She is wedged between the cabin and the stove. Looks like a rag doll that's been thrown there. I pick her up, I say, Mama, are you alive? And she's says, I thought you'd never get here. That was the second big one, premonitions. So I saw this message in the paper and I thought, that's the guy I want to learn from. I called. Naturally, what I had in mind was different. I don't remember what it was. Different. Instead, I learned to swear. Fuck, how simple. It's so motherfucking simple, you swear. Instead of talking all the time, you swear. And since foul language fucks the tempo, the fucking thing slows down and you start thinking again. Why didn't I think of that? So I'm in this training course to learn to swear. There are a lot of weird phone calls with swearing. And I wind up in a motel room near Mexico with Linda. She thinks I'm crazy.
The fucking cunt thinks I'm crazy, but she goes along with it. We've been through a lot together. It's like spring training in real football. Nothing personable, let's forget the star in college shit. Now you're gonna learn to play football. Let's try running into things. First, you have to learn to throw your weight way out in front. It's got to be ahead of you as close to ground as possible. If you don't run into something, you fall down. Like when you run downhill and lose control. But in practice here in real football, you will almost always run into something with equal and opposite. And the result will lift you both up like continents colliding. And the stronger will go forward, that's what you're getting paid to fucking do. Me and some fucking Indian in a pickup truck, and he says, what if I don't turn the fucking wheel? And he's probably right, I am too old for this. Gradually I get the idea, sign up for premonitions, and I learn to swear. Remember when I had it in my mouth finally, he put two fingers in the corners of my mouth, when he stretched my mouth open, and then he pulled my mouth down on it. He pulled my mouth as if he were fitting my mouth to it. He pulled my head down until it touched the back of my throat. I choked. It made my mouth open as if there were nothing between my mouth and my stomach. I felt hollow then. He lifted my head, then he pushed it down again. I remember it was very slow. I got the idea gradually. Remember, I'm still looking for the man or the woman, as the case may be, going to teach me about premonitions. I have this idea to live in real time. I have this idea to live in pure bliss. Let's not get into churches and shit like that. Architecture has its fascinations, but he gave his blood so that we could be redeemed from sin in real time. Jesus, fucking governments get in there and want to move rocks around.
See, yeah, I'm learning.
Meantime, 12 stops, still the man. 12 times those fucking Indians leave me out there in the desert in a shack alone. Colder than a witch's tit, and I don't have shit to think about, I just swear. I guess that you would say she had bad posture. That's the first thing you would have noticed about her. She carried her shoulders badly, it was almost as if she stooped. It was ugly, actually, and she wore those short dresses that weren't styled.
They were well chosen, I suppose, but not extraordinary, and she seemed to be, because that kind of dress especially made her look bad, a victim of style. She was obviously concerned with being attractive, she said. Where would we have gone back to the dormitory? This would go on for an hour or so, then I'd swear, holy Jesus, holy fucking Jesus, wake up, Don. Good money paid to learn about premonitions, and you just sit here, shivering your ass off, making up some goddamn story about the past.
There I was, little boy of 14, first job, first bike, standing at the intersection. What's nearby is a huge semi just rolled over where I would have been. Except for the premonition, always take a book to read. You get tired of jacking off. 2 hours between shifts, so I take a book to read. This day I forgot the book. 400 yards from home, and I remember I forgot the book. Now, ordinarily, I would just go on. Either jack off or sit near the fountain, but today I had to go back. I can feel the feeling yet. 10 minutes late for work, the fucking boss is screaming at you. I don't give a shit. I have to go back, get the book. So I'm 10 minutes late exactly. And 10 minutes ago, this fucking semi jackknifed and rolled the intersection where I would have been, just waiting for the light to change. The driver is okay, he's out. He's talking to the sheriff or to somebody. I've been through here 100 times. There was never no fucking light before. Then I see the fucking light, it's turning red. There's no way anybody could stop. But I think I see this kid on a bicycle, waiting for the light to change. And he don't see me, gonna jump out on that light. So I hit the fucking brakes, and it jackknifes. I could've just gone through. I was clear, except for this fucking kid on the bike. Except that it must have been in my mind. I'm not kidding. I pedal out of there as fast as I can. Late for work's nothing compared to this. Stupid as I am, I get that idea. I am the kid on the bike. Except that I was not there. Just then, I was not there because of the fucking book. That's what I would call a premonition. That's why I'm here, looking for the man that's going to teach me about premonitions. Higher than eagles, he wanted to learn to fly. You don't have to be smart to get that. What I don't know is how to do it. What I don't know is how to read it as it comes. I don't know how to read the present.
Finally, I get to the main man. After weeks at sea, I don't know where I am. Then weeks in the desert, time stands still. Then finally I get to the promised man. Wouldn't you know it, he lives in the city. I don't know what name this city has, and frankly I don't give a shit. We are in some goddamn city, I don't know where. Walking down the street to meet the man. This is not Des Moines, don't get me wrong. This is out west and down south. El Dorado, the guides have changed 12 times. I never quite get the name straight, but they are different. And this one's taking me to the man. I'm going to get the message I passed. Almost last minute there is one more hallucination. I think I see Eleanor. Eleanor is Linda's closest friend. Linda thinks that I fucked Eleanor. Linda doesn't get the idea that Eleanor and I would never fuck. Once out of desperation, she asked me if we could. This story is hard to interpret. Do it together. I said I would think about it, thinking that sometime, somewhere, it would just happen simple. I knew that I wouldn't like it. She knew that she wouldn't like it.
She knew that we felt the same. People acting in the extreme make you sick at your stomach.
It's always shocking, always. You just can't get over it. That first moment of looking, Pompeii, oh, Jesus, cooked in the act.
Then comes the next part. Whatever that ends, it leaves the body forever. Wanders in looking forever. Seeking a new soul, oh yeah.
Seeking a new form outside.
Formless and seeking an audience, outnumbering thousands to one. Cheering and singing along. Maybe I will be chosen. Maybe I will be needed.
That never happens, of course. It does it all by itself. It does it right there in front of you.
Does it because you are there.
Because you are there, it is done.
Are there and it's done.
Otherwise, there's no connection. None at all, Tom, Dick, and Harry. None at all, Jane, and that's what we try to remember. That's what we always forget.
What's up, desperation?
Then she asked me if we could do it together. I said, anytime, Eleanor, honey.
She said, doodly-doo. I said, doodly-doo. Then there was that weird smile. Boy, that was something to share. Wish I could see that again. Just one more time to remind me.
Anyway, she went ahead by herself.
She was a visitor. Pause.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Actually, I got behind. Weeks at sea and weeks in the desert. And I still have this goddamn problem. I fall out of touch, you know what I mean? She's sitting at a table in the shade of the cheap cafe. Like some goddamn banana mystery. Graham Greene's shit, money made from murder.
Go to this cafe across the street from my apartment building. I'll call you on the phone there when I know that it's about to happen. And you sit there with the phone in your hand like you were talking to your agent back in Hollywood. And you describe everybody that goes in, here's the code, etc., etc. There won't be time for adjectives. I will know which one it is. It's come for me. If I don't get out of this one, love, your brother.
I have this problem with imagination. It just touches down without warning, like tornadoes in the high Midwest. You don't see the fucker coming. It's not like Kansas or Nebraska. Fucking kids out there dressed like sheriff, driving around with radios and cars. They're all excited. Why not? Acts of God.
Well, Wilbur took away the Koppel farm. This is Morgan County, 10-4 out.
Anyway, it's not like that. I don't track it. It just pops in uninvited. You hear the roar. Next thing you know, the barn is gone. That's the problem with my imagination. Here today, gone tomorrow. Where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah, going to meet the promised man. Almost cured. I think I see Eleanor. Linda thinks that I fucked Eleanor. Oh, God, if she only knew. Well, here we are, Professor. I'm where I wanted to be. Higher than eagles, he wanted to learn to fly. Am I ready? Do I have it in me already? I can hear the cursing from somewhere inside. I've gotten the big leagues of words. I wonder if I can take it on the short hop behind me and then turn and jump and throw and get the guy first. Roars from the crowd. Back in the dugout, one of the guys says, "Dumb shit, you saved me 2 steps. Wake the fuck up. This game's played for money." This part gets to be a blur. In Hollywood, they'd make it look like Casablanca. Unfortunately, this is the new world, I think. This fucker's never heard of Sydney Greenstreet. He looks sideways when he talks. My knees are shaking. This guy's been up against these mountains for 1,000,000 years. He's not civilized. You heard me. He's not civilized. He's been run over by the people that move rocks. He's been run over by the church. And they came out of the sunrise and white ships waving a white flag and singing, "Jesus Saved." Then when they got that fucking costume off, they started killing all the kids. Welcome. This is the new world. Welcome to it. Take home what you can. Take home El Dorado. Take home an Indian if you want one. We got a lot to spare. Why don't you go, brother? You can get to meet the Queen of Spain. She looks like a runt, but she's the queen.
Welcome to the old world, Indian. After you get washed up with that bitter, you can tell some stories nobody believes. Then you can sleep in the basement.
So this guy's perfectly pissed off. He's born that way and it won't change. He's got a lot to say if I could understand it.
Mostly sounds like curse words, blasphemies, strangely attached to his template. In the ear, north the wind shuts them up real tight.
This is years after Big Ben stopped ringing.
I'll tell you how to stop the ringing later.
You can hear the talking, but you can't
understand the words. That's what I mean by template.
This kind of talking fits the template.
Exactly, it exactly fits.
So at least I'm whole.
What comes next is hard to put into words.
I think I have given the wrong impression.
Cursing in the old world comes in loud.
Loud means bad. Check out the music.
But there are other systems, obviously.
It's not too clear, and I don't get it yet.
There's cursing and there's silence.
And there's nothing in between.
When the guys get into that kind of cursing, silence is huge as the Andes. Silence is huge as the Amazon. It's too fucking scary to try to understand.
George C. Scott, the general, wants to see you. Private Don Jr., and he's mad. Private asshole, I got this letter right in my hand. Let me read it to you. Dear General, these are trying times, as we all know, and God knows you must know better than any of us mortals, etc. Vaguely, I remember a sentence about rabbits. But maybe I'm getting ahead of myself again. I, Private Don Jr., standing at attention, and he is reading this great letter to me.
It's his a letter to him, my wife and friends. They have made this stupid, stony fucker do a command performance right in his office. Now that's communications art, old boy.
I can remember the last line clearly. M, so the worry groans. Yours sincerely, M for music. B for Betty Boop's revenge. S, incubated 5 pounds, 4 ounces. Smiling lyrics by Chrysostomus, who taught me everything I know, almost. Private, if I had another one like this, I'll boil your fucking skin off. Yes, sir, I deserve it. That's competition, and I'm out here all by myself, trying to learn swearing fucking fast as I can. I'm really trying, I promise. I came here on my research project. Research on living completely in the present. And you've caught me fast asleep. I thought I was clear awake. Oh, fuck, and I was dead asleep. And so the worry grows. Indeed, boil my skin. Fuck it. I mean, what am I doing here? We have mountains at home, but this is crazy. Those fucking Andes go where you can't breathe. You can paddle on the Amazon for weeks and never see the other side. A fucking ocean. A tip toward the equator. Let me out of here. Tough shit, Private. This is a permanent assignment. You signed up. God have mercy on your soul. This guy in front of me is cool as a cucumber. I don't mean General Scott. He's gone. We're back to where we got to after Eleanor. I am about to get the message. This is what I came for. Still, I'm surprised. I'm prepared for one-on-one. You know, you talk, I listen, just like at home. Instead, they talk all at the same time. Those fuckers talk all at the same time. And what happens, of course, is that slowdownness gets lost as a reason to get together. And fastness gets in there, just like the idea of the devil in the church. And everything starts flying then. But remember, this is all in almost silence. There's a lot of humming and guys talking real fast. I've got to the man, and this is the way it's done. This is the way the premonitions come. The reason you can't understand it is that you are too stupid or you are badly trained, depending on how you think about good reading. Premonitions are like tornadoes. The other acts of God are important, God knows. But at least you have a little warning. At least you have a little time to get out. At least you have a little time for humility. At least you have a little time for prayer. But tornadoes are like jokes, a little joke. It goes by fast, it happens once. No explanation, and it's funny, whether you get it or not. A new world joke. The way to stop your ears from ringing is simple. Take this prescription to your doctor and he'll just laugh. Ha ha, isn't fiction wonderful? Fuck him. He told me I'd be totally deaf in 7 years. He picked 7, it's so biblical. Especially when you don't know shit. I don't hold grudges though. It's just that if it weren't for premonitions, I could have done something silly with Eleanor. I said, you can try anything, I'm not afraid. I mean, I'm not afraid of anything except deafness. I don't know if I can pass the test, what can I do?
He said I'd learn lip reading if I were you.
One, you got to sleep a lot.
Tinnitus and sleeplessness are pals. Two, write your own words. It's your song. Three, go back to sleep, you know what I mean? Four, stop eating meat, drink water. Five, go back to sleep, you know what I mean? At a certain point, you have to blast it out. Get some heavy-duty earphones, 90 dB. Play that music like there's no tomorrow. Never stop, don't take advice. Just blast the fucker out, that'll do it. You'll see 7 years and you're cured, a miracle.
Probably none of them could get indicted for price-fixing that old-fashioned way. Now there are just newer forms of collusion, and if
you're not in the business, you don't see them more. How they work with the machinery is the same.
The ones that have the most draw line, and if
you're below that line, it's just too dangerous to stay.
In the game, one mistake, one piece of bad luck, and
you're wiped out now, and the nation needs something like food. The line goes down and people are
encouraged to get into the game, I mean.
People who weren't in the game before, people are
encouraged to get in the business and the way they are.
Encouraged through all kinds of money lending, outright guarantees for what is being produced.
And other kinds of support that give the feeling that
the whole industry's working together toward a goal,
which is to produce as much as possible and
share what comes from that work according to how much you've been able to put in, how long you've
been in, and how much of you there is. But
at a certain point, it always happens, the ones that
have the most decide that they can run the whole deal
by themselves, and so therefore get all the money. The only sharing will be between
the guys that have the most, and
I don't mean that they are known to be
generous, even about that. That's when the war
between families start, but in the meantime, at that point, there's a drastic change of ways.
The business of the industry works, that's what I mean by
draw a line, those lines don't just evolve.
That idea's bullshit and everybody knows it.
At a certain point, a certain number of them know to each other by reputation, otherwise decide to
draw a line, and they draw the fucker overnight almost.
They know that drawing lines is going to mean war
between them all, but what the hell, war is fun.
Besides, it's rid of all this complexity of thinking that goes with the idea of a collective
purpose. I mean, it simplifies life, war does.
And baby, when that line is drawn, I mean,
you wake up one morning and there it is, the longer
you try to hold on, the more suffering you are going to get, just because the whole idea
of the line is just to get you the fuck out.
The game isn't on the
line drawing has got one thing they agree on,
which is getting you the fuck out of the game, man. So the first thing you've got to realize is that it's you against a lot of guys, every one of which is more than you, and you wouldn't be in the situation to begin with. That's what the silly fucker meant by, if you have to ask, you can't afford one. I always thought we ought to have that carved out of that stupid mountain with the four guys' heads right across the whole deal.
If it was up to me, I'd carve it right across the fucking faces, but that would universally be thought of as rash artistically, which is a kind of crime the way we see art. So if you wanted to stay out of jail and just be remembered as a wise man,
you would carve it down below like a kind of motto for us all.
If you have to ask, you can't afford one.
Now you've got to understand that this is just one early stage in the life cycle of the industry.
At the even earlier stage, when you want to get as many people involved as is needed to make things work, the exact opposite is true.
Whatever you need, just ask. We are all in this together. We all need the same things in common, and those things can be had if we think about
it. You can't start a farm without land, and you can't
buy seeds without money, and you can't get water.
To the plants without paying people to get water. To the plants, and you can't harvest what is grown without tools and paying people for the work. And we all know that this is God's earth, and it's due solely to the grace of God that all things grow and come to be. And
what we try to do the best we can is take advantage of the precious little time that we have here together.
You know, to make life a little easier for all people.
So whatever you need, just ask that gets them. Every time they get the strange look in their eyes.
A religious look? I mean, holy shit, why didn't I think of that? All we've got to do is work together.
And everybody will have, if not as much as they need, as much as anybody else has. And all those bad feelings will just go away. And
we will all smile at each other at what
we've accomplished together, sighed Mia.
Have you ever thought about why your uncle, who was so smart about everything, so admired in the town, and was a great success at being a human being, wasn't president? No, shit, no. You thought about stupid things like, how does the plow overcome the friction of the earth?
What's the answer to that, except in words, which are used every place, except when you are behind the plow, and it is actually most people on earth. Now, don't want to ride in airplanes because you can't understand how it can fly. You can believe the words when somebody tells you on the ground.
You can't get nobody to talk their way through what's going on when the plane is up there. It's like music or plowing or like talking itself. When you're doing it, you can't think about how you do it, or it just stops. And you can see this in kids when their little everything is a
perceptual reality which we share in common, but we don't want them to be say that way. Otherwise, we would all be as children and nobody would know that there is any other purpose except the collective one.
So we have to train them in as many word routines as we can jam into them before the chemistry changes and they start putting those routines together in some haphazard fucking fashion that will give them maybe what is called a personality when you have done as much as you can.
You have given them what I would call a destiny.
Man is created in the image of God, you know. That's the way it's said, but what it means.
If you say it in a different way, is man and woman doesn't know stuffed shit about God and soul.
If you don't know stuffed shit about something
in particular, you are like you are trying to
think about God knowing something and get
God to answer in some way. And we all know that if somebody created any way at all can't answer any question at all, then they don't know shit about anything. It's so fucking simple. There is a potential sucker every minute, except in China, where the average is about every half minute. And so the reason that your uncle is not president is the simple fucking reason that nobody ever told him to be president. You can teach a fucking baboon to be president. It's done all the time, and what we can't get past is the memory of the time when we were as children and there was something that we shared in common.
That everything was just great. The sunshine, the grass grew, the dogs barked, and so forth. We keep trying to put words together in a new way so as to make that change of chemistry as subtle
and its effect is gradual, as imperceptible, as drawn out as possible, and up to ideally the
moment of our death. I mean, who the fuck cares that a plane will fly or that a plow will turn over Earth? And who the fuck cares if you get to see a picture of a baboon on the moon? No,
that's the answer. In the strength of life, most people pretend they care, mainly because the sun comes up, the mind gets overheated, everybody gets confused.
Everybody drunk on some goddamn thing or other.
Just wanders around trying to make sense of things, which is the same as saying trying to remember word patterns that you learned before you knew them.
Because they're buried so deep, you feel that they must have a meaning. But at the start of life,
and at the end of life, and a lot of times in the middle of the night when the muscles are resting from rehearsing and reshuffling all those patterns.
Nobody gives a fuck that a plane will fly, big fucking deal, or that a plow will turn over, your big deal, or that you can see a picture of a baboon on the moon. The words don't have no fucking meaning. They are just a uniform you put on to get you in a certain line of work. They don't have no fucking meaning at all. We are created in the image of the state of confusion, of thinking about something that does not have no fucking meaning, because no arrangement of the words, whatever's going to make it work. It's funny that it's so much of what you do to give the sign. Do you know what I mean? Everybody just waiting it out. Just scared shit, then every once in a while everybody gets the idea all together, and they see the sign in somebody, they wait. They are just waiting to see if there is a breakthrough. Usually the guy dies, or else we kill him, probably the same thing. Then everybody raises a fist to God and says, this is shit. I mean, everybody gets mad because they thought there was going to be a breakthrough in the relationship among things. Everybody says together, listen, asshole, this is getting tiresome. We cooperate, you don't cooperate. The fucking Pope calls a meeting because there are too many Polish jokes. People say to each other on the sly, how can you tell for sure when lawyers are lying? And the answer is, you can tell it because their lips are moving. Everybody, God is mad because you didn't get the idea, didn't get it, you didn't get the idea that every time one of us dies, you die in us, start again from scratch. No wonder everything's so fucked up, because nothing in us is taking care of things. When people raise the fist to God, it means they're mad. It means the whole fucking thing's got screwed up one more time.
I am dumbstruck. I came all this way for this. What about the magic and the premonitions? This guy talks just like I do. Could be me. He talks just like everybody else talks just before they wake up.
He's getting close to stream of consciousness. Too much Carlos, Carl said. He laughs. You can always tell when they've got you. Their vocabulary takes over yours. It starts as an idea. Hypothesis among scientists, pretending they speak Greek. Watching shadows move and that stuff.
Ironic about the Inquisition.
The Inquisitors knew what they were up to. Not exactly friendly neighbors, but then they saw it in the language. Sit around and watch the shadows move.
Say Eureka when it's proven.
Meanwhile, the words change. On the way to Eureka, little joke. Sunset on the left. New world on the right. 60 miles an hour. Percentages of lawlessness allowed.
A kind of daydreaming.
While the words change their meaning in the shadows, so to speak. First thing you know, it's theory.
Right till proven wrong.
In other words,
magic to the Inquisitors.
Not exactly friendly neighbors, but they saw it coming. The words change their meaning. And you're hooked.
Too much Carlos, Carl said.
Last time it was Viennese. Sugar, chocolate, heavy cream, raw meat, cocaine, caffeine, and nicotine eventually produced a theory to explain why we don't sleep well. Holy Jesus, everybody say. Eat all that shit. No wonder you don't sleep. No, it's in the words, they said. The reason you don't sleep is in the words. Okay, if you say so, doctor. Looks like an industry to me, but you're the boss. I read it all. While the doctor thought that I was going deaf, I had to agree with the Inquisitors, else I would be deaf by now for sure. But Carlos got me dead asleep. Ralph Waldo Emerson as lowrider. Carl just laughs. He got you.
except for TV. He would have gotten everybody. You didn't have TV, so he got you. It could have been another Christianity. It just came 50 years too late. No wonder you've got visitors. It follows you home at night, all right. It stalks around the bedroom, bumping into furniture. It makes the chills go up and down your spine.
You should have listened to the Inquisitors.
Give me that old-time religion. Nah, you really got a problem. You can't tell dreams from waking. You think they think you preach Azteca. You think you just got a lecture. Blasphemy and scary words to teach you something. Just a little research, Linda. I'll be right back. And that was just the intro. Now comes the main one. Now you're gonna get it. You're gonna say I came all that way for this. This is all there is. This is quite a question. A lot of people gone down asking that question. This is all there is.
Higher than eagles, he wanted to learn to fly.
Sign me up. I'll be right back, Linda. Three lectures from the underground. The main one still to come. Just time enough until the sky gets light to learn how to persuade, to learn that to not have is suffering, to learn materialism as transcendent. If you've got to ask, you can't afford one. If you've got to ask, you know the answer. Finally, the singular man appears. This is what I came for. Ordinariness in the extreme is indescribable. I wonder how old this guy is. I like kids too. It's always nice to see kids in training, the soft eyes and the guns. I've seen these kids before. They gather silence. Here it comes. Oh, I understand. In order that the people can get down from the trees, they need a plan. In order to have a plan, they need a burden of performance. My mind is full of doubt. They need agriculture. To have the idea of agriculture, they need the idea of flatness. To have the idea of flatness, they need the idea of containment. To have the idea of gravity and flesh. To understand the idea of the room of the city, it's too late for you. People who make cities are doomed to moving rocks through struggle. Rocks do not get up and dance around for people who make cities. For people who make cities, rocks appear to be dead. The idea of agriculture is not to feed the people. The idea of agriculture is improvement. Flatness as a solution to the problem of food feeding the people is something we have to live with. Our motto is in entertainment. What goes up
as one
must come down
as one.
The rocks
as one
have stopped dancing
as one.
But let's go on.
Agreed.
Later there will be time enough
agreed
to talk about agriculture and to try to
agreed
clear things up. Let's go on to the message.
Agreed.
The message is
agreed.
They are our
agreed.
It was inevitable
agreed.
I mean, it was inevitable
no
that
doubt
it spread among us to the children. It was
no
inevitable
doubt.
One that it will be seen, and two
no
that it will
doubt
spread. It will spread
no
until
doubt
we recognize it in the babies. It is the idea
no
we
doubt
live with. Note, it is the flow, not the water.
No.
It is agriculture.
No.
It is flatness, gravity,
no
containment. The needs
true
of
enough
the people and the idea
true
of the
enough
beyond. We have given ourselves
true
a question
enough
of the idea of the beyond.
Among our horizons signifying the idea of the beyond. There are forests, the city, the Indians along the ridge, the gargoyles, etc. They're guardians of hope. They're guardians of hope. All is lifeless, made of stone. They are known to disapprove. So right.
The contours
so
of the land
right
are the contours of my little
entire figures of speech. Habits to conceal from us the true nature of geometry, which is model agriculture.
The questions of geometry are instant agriculture, and in the bank. There is no excuse that anyone can see for banks. Why have something that only makes things harder? The bank is not a safe place if you have things of value. The bank is not a camp. The bank is geometry, a lesson. The bank is agriculture, our plan.
We need a place to feel the feelings we feel in the bank. Better there than at home.
Welcome from Pacifica Radio. This is Voices of the Middle East and North Africa. I am Malihe Razazan. This week we'll get an update on the political turmoil in Lebanon from Ziad Abu Rish, a visiting associate professor of human rights at Bard College. Later in the program, we speak with Tara Seperifar, Iran researcher for Human Rights Watch, about the prominent Iranian human rights lawyer Nasrin Sotoudeh, who's been on a hunger strike since August 11th, protesting conditions of Iran prisons amid the pandemic. Stay with us. More than 5 weeks have passed since a massive explosion ripped through Beirut, killing more than 200 people, wounding at least 6,500, and leaving nearly 300,000 people homeless. This week, we go back to Beirut to speak with Professor Ziad Abu Rish about the political developments in the country since that devastating blast on August 4th. Shahram Aghamir started by asking Professor Abu Rish about how Beirut and its population have been faring during this crisis and what has been done to address the basic and urgent needs of the population who have been greatly impacted by the massive explosion.
I think we would have to talk on two different levels. One is the level of the government response, and then is the level of the non-governmental response.